I pledge allegiance to the ticker symbols of the hype stocks of Cramerica, and to the companies for which they stand, one market on the globe, inefficient, with profits and dividends for all.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Show 17 on this very special Four Cramericans Only edition of the Mad Money Machine. I'm Paul Douglas Boyer, and I'll be your server tonight. Can I start you off with some cream of Kramer soup? Our chef's special entree this evening is duck a la Kramer, garnished with Kramer cracked corn. But seriously, no golfs, no groundhogs, no magic formulas. It's all Kramer, 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 Kramer! That's right, this special edition of the Mad Money Machine is all about James J. Kramer, host of Mad Money, host of Real Money, webmeister at thestreet.com, author of Real Money, blah, 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 blah. We'll look at how well he has done, what he is doing, and how well he should do in the future. If you happen to not be a citizen of Kramerica, don't worry. The Mad Money Machine will be back next week with a special episode called Ramblin' Gamblin' Man that will talk about stocks, gambling, and gambling stocks, as well as lots of other fun stuff, not necessarily Kramer-centered. I've got this disclaimer that I like to read, and it says, this show doesn't provide any investment advice. I'm really just telling you what other people have said. Do your own homework before spending any money. Coming up later in the show, could this be the show that we give away the bull? Stay tuned. And I'm pleased to say that the Mad Money Machine has been added to StreetIQ.com's directory of business podcasts. Holy cow! I had no idea that there were that many business podcasts out there. I'm pretty sure that they list more than 24 hours worth of shows per day. Now what are we supposed to do? So first, before we get into everything in Kramerica, let's play a round of Guru Roulette. I've replaced the numbers on a roulette wheel with the names of investment gurus. I'll spin the wheel and roll the marble. Then for the selected guru, give you a little background on their investment philosophy and try to pick a stock or investment that matches it. Here we go. Oh, hey, the winner this time is somebody you might know. James J. Kramer. Yes, James J. Kramer. Well, what is I could possibly say about James J. Kramer that you don't already know? Well, maybe how about this? He writes a monthly column in the New York Magazine. And you can get a link to that from the MadMoneyMachine.com website. And this week's column, this month's column, rather, is about the New York Times. The title of the article is Stop the Presses! The New York Times is ditching its hallowed stock quotes and putting them online. Now they should make the whole paper digital. And the article goes on to talk about how... you know, the stock quote pages, they're really kind of useless and archaic now, where we all go online to look up our stocks. And do you really ever look in the paper to see what a stock has done? But he continues to say, you know, get rid of the whole paper. Just read the whole thing online. And I gotta say, I kind of agree with him there. I don't get the New York Times in print. I don't get the Washington Post in print. If I need to read an article from those papers, I read it online. And I prefer to read it that way. Now, there's one paper. Now, this is not an advertisement. There's one paper that I don't like to read online, although I've tried. I would like to read it online. It's the Wall Street Journal. For some reason, their website, I don't know, I just don't get the same good feel of reading the articles online. I like to get the paper. I like to start at the beginning. I know where columns are in the various pages, and I know what to expect, and I like to read it in print. And I'm eager for them to shrink the size. Have you heard about that? The Wall Street Journal is going to narrow the width of the paper. I think it's starting next year. So you might go check out these articles. I've got links to that and the archives of those articles on my website. Did you know that in addition to his book, Jim Cramer's Real Money, Saving Investing in an Insane World, he's got two other books, Confessions of a Street Addict, and you may have seen both of those on his TV show, Mad Money. but there's also one that you rarely see, and it's called You Got Screwed, Why Wall Street Tanked and How You Can Prosper. And it's all about the dot-com crash and folks like Henry Blodgett who talked up the market to the last day, or through the last days. I'd say of those two, The Confessions of the Street Addict is more interesting if you are a Kramer fan. You can read a little bit about his background and his life working in a hedge fund. But yet there's one more book that you may not be familiar with. And it's not by Jim Cramer, but it's about Jim Cramer. It's called Trading with the Enemy, Seduction and Betrayal on Jim Cramer's Wall Street, written by Nicholas W. Mayer. And it's out of print from 2002. Synopsis says, this insider's account of a life at a hedge fund is written by former employee of Cramer & Company, a firm that manages billions for its prestigious clients. Mayer evokes the thrill of this high-pressure, high-stakes world and the toll it takes on those who work there. His portrayal of the firm's leader, Jim Cramer, shows his brilliant side, as well as what the author sees as Cramer's dark side. And I've seen some news items doing Google searches about this book, and apparently there were some legalities surrounding its publication. Finger pointing back and forth, he said, she said, or he said, type of thing. And you can't get the book, at least not cheaply. I saw a copy out on eBay right now where they're asking about $145 for it. And I've seen some actually sell for like $70. So it's a hot commodity. If you've got a copy, well, put it up on eBay. So what stocks or investments would Jim Cramer invest in? Well, that's the whole point of the Mad Money Machine, isn't it? So I'm not going to give that to you in just the Guru Roulette segment. You can listen to the other shows. You can go out to the madmoneymachine.com website and read all kinds of analyses about stocks. In fact, you'll find on the madmoneymachine.com website some mashups between some of Jim Cramer's stock picks and the rule number one value formulas. So go take a look. Well, that's our guru for this You Must Be Living in Kramerica edition of the Mad Money Machine. Show number 17, James J. Cramer. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our main event. Are you ready to rumble? The exchange traded funds portfolio. And in this corner, wearing rolled up sleeves and a necktie, weighing in at 165 pounds, it is the Mad Money Machine portfolio of stocks featured by Jim Cramer. Do you mind if we do a little tooting of our own horn on the Mad Money Machine? Let's look first at the first quarter performance of the two portfolios. The James Cramer portfolio is up 5.6%, so $100,000 invested there at the beginning of the year is worth, at the end of March 31st, it's worth $105,591.98, 5.6% gain there. Some of the stocks that have gained, some of the big winners in the first quarter for the Cramer portfolio were the ones that we've sold. In Global was up 32%. GameStop we sold at a 22.5% gain. Cummins we sold an 11% gain. Votorantim Cellulose, the paper company, 23.8% gain. Bank Columbia we sold at a 20% gain. And Seagate Technologies we sold at a 39.4% gain. With all those gains, why are we only up 5.6%? Well, because we still have some laggards. Altria, disappointingly down 5.2% for the quarter. Options Express Holdings down 6.5%, but hold on later for another report. Sara Lee down 5.4%. And Citi Trends down 6.5% for the quarter. Well, we've got to toot our horn about the ETF portfolio, though. First of all, let's take a look at some other averages around the world of investing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average for the quarter is up 3.7%. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is up 3.7% also. The NASDAQ Composite is up 6.1%. And this guy, Jim Juback, out at MSN, who runs a portfolio there, his portfolio of stocks is up 9.9%. Pretty good. But I've got to say he has done some short-term trading in his fund, so that would take it a notch down if you're in a taxable account. The ETF portfolio is up 9.6%, just 0.3% shy of Jim Juback's portfolio, but there haven't been any short-term sells in the ETF portfolio, which is a great portfolio to own in a taxable account. 9.6%, that means after March 31st, $100,000 invested there is $109,584.34. And then, just 3 days later, into the second quarter, what a rally we've had in the second quarter. The Cramer portfolio, which had formerly been at 5.6%, is already at 9.1%. What has happened here? Why have we gotten this big gain in only 3 days? Southern Copper Corporation is up 11.2% from its 3.3% in only 3 days. Halliburton is up to 11.4% from its 5.2% in only 3 days. And also Options Express, which had been at a 6.5% loss, is now almost even. It's minus 0.4% loss. So the Jim Cramer portfolio, 9.1% gain so far. The ETF portfolio, though, 10.9% gain. These prices are as of Wednesday, April 5th. We still have an opening in the speculative category for the Cramer portfolio as of Wednesday. If you look at the madmoneymachine.com website, you can see out there that I was intending to buy some of that Fizz, F-I-Z, which is the National Beverage Company. Jim Cramer featured that on Tuesday, April 4th. Talked about how they, you know, their beverage company used to make, they've been making Shasta, they've been making Fanta, but now they've got a new one called Rip It in the fast-growing energy drink market. He says they've got a lot of room to grow in that fast-growing market. Well, the stock took off like a rocket on Wednesday. It had traded the previous day, closed the previous day at 1161, and its high on the next day, Wednesday, was 1423. Closed at 1380. That's a gain of 18.86% in 1 day. I had intended to buy some of that at around 1250 or so, but it just wasn't to be. So we will keep looking for a stock in the speculative category. We want to find a winner there this time. We've had three big losers. Cynosure, we sold at a 13% loss. Palomar Technologies, we sold at a 15.8% loss. And good old Crocs, we bought that at the high and sold it at the low for a 26.5% loss. It just doesn't pay to speculate, apparently. But we're going to find one this time. And if you've got any ideas, send them along to me at feedback@madmoneymachine.com. Let's pick a winner. So there we have it for the Portfolio Smackdown 2006. ETF portfolio now just a 1.8% ahead of the Cramer portfolio. It looks like it's shaping up to be a great 2006. So point your browser to madmoneymachine.com and go take a look at a posting I have out there from April 4th with the title Alerts, Stock Mashup Action Plus More. In there you will see a list of stocks, many of which you may recognize. They were stocks that have been mentioned by Jim Cramer on his show and in his online site at thestreet.com. I have the most recent mention date out there of the stock. There are 23 of them listed there. And What I've done is tried to mash those up with the rule number one formula that tries to pick a sticker price value for the stock based upon its expected 10-year growth rate. And so what we do is we estimate the earnings per share 10 years from now. We estimate the P.E. ratio 10 years from now. Multiply those two to get a stock price 10 years from now. And then discount that back to the present at 15% per year, which yields the sticker price. And from there, we divide the sticker price in half to try to get our margin of safety price. That's buying a dollar's worth of stock for 50 cents. Of those 23, there were four that were under the sticker price. Intel, Microsoft, Occidental, and Qualcomm. And there were three that were under the margin of safety price. BHP Billiton, Halliburton, and Yahoo. I encourage you to go out to and take a look to that. It's time to go fishing now for some Kramer stocks that are underwater. The idea here is we're going to go back into the archives and look up some of the stocks that Kramer has featured on his show, but their prices have been trading down below the price that he recommended them. So let's pick up about, how many of these? Look, we've got about eight of them here. Eight or nine. February 13th, he talked about Motient, MNCP, a pink sheet stock that has received some serious government handouts. It owns a more electromagnetic spectrum than anyone except Singular. It's down 16.5% since when he recommended it. So maybe you want to pick up some Motient or do some more homework on Motient. On February 15th, Ceradyne CEO appeared on his show. They were just starting an earnings breakout. Jim said, two thumbs up, way up to Ceradyne, CRDN, but it's down 12.3% since that time. Next day, February 16th, TradeStation, TRAD, he said it goes to 20, but on Wednesday it closed at 14.51. So we got a lot of room to go till 20. It's down 11.5% since he talked about it. February 17th, Urban Outfitters, URBN. He said there's a 10K coming out on the second week of April. That's the annual report. It'll have just okay numbers. He said it could see 22 or 23 before it sees 27. Well, he was right. It closed Wednesday at 23.09, 14.5% drop from when he featured it. February 22nd, Luby's. Remember Luby's restaurant? L-U-B, the 131-unit Texas restaurant chain. He said it has huge cash flow, and it owns the real estate under 93 of its stores, making it a value play. Well, they had second quarter profits of 12 cents versus 17 cents expected, so they're down 17% from when he talked about it. March 6th, RadVision, RVSN. He had the CFO interviewed this time. Had a big quarter with Cisco, 3G in Europe. One thumb up, way up. How about 11.3% down, way down. March 10th, Martek Biosciences, MATK. An excellent quarter. More coming, but it was put on sale. He said Martek is pioneers in developing microalgae that fortify food. And they just got an important contract to add the product to infant formula for Walmart. It should jump through the roof, Martek. Down 7.7%. March 17th, a sweet one. Hershey's, HSY. He said it could be a takeover target and could go to 70 or 75, but it is down 3.5% so far. And the final gone fishing stock for you that I've got for you today is Nice Systems from March 15th, NICE, an Israeli technology company that would benefit from the renewal of the Patriot Act. You want to get tough on terror? You better get nice. But it's down 6.5%. Hey, so go take a look at these gone fishing with Kramer stocks. I'll have them all listed out on the MadMoneyMachine.com website for your perusal. Have you signed up for the Mad Money Machine Com Investment Guru Challenge. Well, if you haven't, it's not too late. In fact, I've given you a big head start. What this is, it's a pretend portfolio management game. You get a pretend $100,000 to trade stocks with. And if you go out to my website, you'll see a link to that. Just click on that, go enter. It'll take you out to the Zach Simulator, where you can manage a portfolio of stocks. And the contest began on April 3rd, and it runs through 2006. There's several people who haven't made any trades yet. And then there's one fool that's made lots of trades in options and has lost about $6,000. And that fool would be me. That fool has given you a big head start, but he's not out of the game. He's going to come back, and he's going to make more money than everyone else. Thank you very much. Hey, I've got a question for you readers of the MadMoneyMachine.com website. Those of you that are subscribed to the feed, I go into my feed burner statistics page, and I see that some of you are subscribed using something called the Port Network. What is that? Could somebody email me at feedback@madmoneymachine.com and tell me what is the Port Network? What is it that you're subscribing to my feed with? I mean, I understand what iTunes is. You're subscribing to the feed through iTunes. I understand what Yahoo is, and I understand what Google are, and all those feed readers, but I don't know what the Port Network is. Tell me about that. Who's using it? What is it, a company thing or what? Time now for Tools in the Crib. And in keeping with our Kramer focus on this very special edition of the Mad Money Machine show number 17, I've picked some tools that are Kramer specific. The first one is, and you may have heard me talk about some of these, first one is YourMoneyWatch.com. This is probably the most comprehensive archival service of Kramer's picks, bar none. Even Jim Cramer himself has referenced this website. That's right. If you go out to thestreet.com, I've got a link to a special video, conversation with Jim Cramer, with Jim Altucher, who asked Jim some questions. And it was a really nice, candid conversation. Lasted about 11, 12 minutes. You can watch this through your web browser. Jim Altucher asked Jim Cramer the question, what is the best way to judge performance of your picks and for the viewer to make and use your picks? And Jim said it is difficult, referring to measuring the performance. He said, YourMoneyWatch.com has very good statistics on my show. He said, the best way to look at my show is in the first two segments. And what you need to do, though, is you need to wait 3 days before you buy any of those stocks I recommend. Then you get a fair market value of those stocks. So go out to YourMoneyWatch.com and type in ticker symbols, and you can see when he has talked about those stocks and what their performance has been since he's recommended them. The next one is one I've definitely talked about a couple of times on this show, and it's KramersMadMoney.com. It's the unauthorized discussion forum for all things Kramer. You can go on there and read what other people have posted. You can post your own questions or comments about the show, and people will comment upon your comment. There's one particular thing I learned on KramersMadMoney.com the other day that brings me to the third tool in the crib. And while they mentioned it on their website, I'm going to be a little bit more discreet and keep it a little bit more secret. In fact, you'll have to go out to the madmoneymachine.com/secret page to read about the third tool in the crib. It's because if it's widely known what this tool is, then it might go away. So go out and take a look on my website. I've got links to all of these tools, and don't forget madmoneymachine.com/secret. That's lowercase secret. As with all the tools in the crib so far, these tools are free. The best things in the crib are free.
that's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want.
Hey, just an update. I recorded the earlier part of this show on Wednesday before I watched Mad Money that Wednesday when Jim talked about Crystal X. Symbol KRY. Well, if you go out to madmoneymachine.com, you'll see that I actually did, for our portfolio SmackDown, bought some Crystal X, and you can read all about that on the website. Shout out to Jeff in Connecticut, who writes, Paul, love the show. I listen to it on my way to work. I especially like your guru roulette. I'm still waiting for Jim Cramer and Warren Buffett to hit. Hey, you're lucky. My money is on Buffett to come up first. Ooh, sorry, you lost there. Don't forget to take off Phil Town, too. He is off, my friend. And no need to hear about him again. By the way, has Jim Cramer ever made any reference to your show? Not that I know of at all. But all he needs to do is say the words Cramer Crackle or Portfolio SmackDown, and we'll know he's listening. Hey, have you heard about the Great Bull Giveaway? Well, if you've listened to the show before, you've heard about it. If you're a new listener, you probably haven't heard about it yet. If you go out to madmoneymachine.com, you'll see a picture of the red bull that Jim Cramer bites the heads off of on his Mad Money TV show. I'm giving one of those away. All you need to do is register, put in your email address. You'll get a password sent back to you. Enter that password into the website, and you'll be entered in a drawing for the bull. I will announce the winner, winner's ID of the bull, in an upcoming podcast. And you have to listen to see if I pick your ID randomly. And if I do, I'll give you 10 days from that time the podcast is released to respond to me through a posting on the website. Yes, when you register to win the bull, it also gives you the ability to add comments out to the website. And adding comments is a great way to give feedback, not only to me, but to all the rest of the listeners of the Mad Money Machine. And then we'll get in touch and I'll get your address and mail you the coveted Mad Money Bull. And now it's time for the action items. And you know what I'm going to do instead of listing them off at the end of this show? I'm going to make a special page now for action items. That way you'll have no excuses for forgetting what you need to do to be an active participant of the Mad Money Machine. That's right. You go out to madmoneymachine.com. At the top, you'll see action items page. Or maybe I'll just call it actions. Not sure. And on that page, it'll list everything you need to do to be a participant of this show. Well, that's all the time I've got for this special 4 Cray Americans only edition of the Mad Money Machine. I'll see you next time on the Ramblin' Gamblin' Man episode. In the meantime, it takes money to make money, and it takes stock to make a Mad Money Machine. I'm Paul Douglas Boyer. You've been listening to Paul Douglas Boyer's Mad Money Machine. Some music played on this program was made possible by the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Mad Money Machine is not affiliated with Jim Cramer, CNBC, Real Money, TheStreet.com, or anyone else, really. I may have long or short positions on some or all of the investments discussed on this show. Although the information discussed on this program is believed to be reliable, neither I nor the sponsors of this program make any representations or warranties whatsoever as to its accuracy or completeness. Nor do we assess, verify, or guarantee the suitability or profit of any particular investment, and you should not rely solely upon this program for purposes of transacting securities or other investments. Opinions expressed by me and any of my guests are current opinions only and subject to change without notice. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time for more of Paul Douglas Boyer's Mad Money Machine.